Welcome to the Kosafa Show with Mark Gleason and Nick Say.
Welcome to the latest episode of the Kosafa Show as we gear up for the Kosafa Beach Soccer Championships that are to be staged in Durban from Sunday. There are eight incredible teams taking part, but one of those, Saudi Arabia, will become the first ever non-African nation at a Kosafa event. We speak to their globally renowned coach, Guglu Zoklowicz, about his team, the tournament, and what makes the perfect beach soccer player, as well as much, much more. Yeah, so is this your first time in South Africa, coach?
No, this is the second time. When I was coaching Brazil, in 2012. I was here for some days, couple of days, because we had a tournament in there. But yeah, I went to Johannesburg, you know, in Durban. It's the first time.
Yeah. And how would you say your preparations for this tournament have gone? I believe you were in camp.
Yes, we did a camp in February before World Cup, the end of January to 6th of February in Oman, when we had opportunity to play against the three teams who participate in the World Cup, or Italy, Egypt, and Oman. After that, we did a camp, a training camp for 10 days, 7 days in Saudi Arabia, and finished 10 days ago. Well, this is what we did for 2024. You know, this is our preparation for, especially for this tournament, when we got invitation to participate for them.
And if you look at the makeup of your squad, would you say that this is kind of your elite squad, your best players, or are you looking at other players, looking at your wider pool of players?
I'm 2 years in Saudi Arabia. You know, I came in the end of 2021, and still we don't have our league. It should start in the next May, you know, after 2 months. We are collecting the players from fourth division clubs, for football clubs, and we try to do the camp, the training camp. You know, this is the most difficult thing what I found when I came to Saudi Arabia. But the project, it's for after 5 years, we start to be hope to be power of the beach soccer. This is the project for federation when they brought me, you know, to prepare this project. And 2027, we have to be in charge of to qualify for World Cup. This is to thinking bigger, you know, and the start the league the next 2 months will be the big step what we do, because we are preparing very, very good league, strong league, to collect the players, to increase the players, because the now for example, before this camp, as I told you, in January we were 3 months without anything. There is no clubs, there is no, so this is the really difficult for us, because even beach soccer is the technical sports, you know, you need specific skills. We have to train every day, you know, to don't forget to practice for the technical part, the tactical. This is the most difficult I have in Saudi Arabia. But after start the league, I'm sure I have more than 400 players to choose to national team. Oh, today we have only 20 players, you know, to choose among these 20 players. This allowed to play beach soccer there.
Yeah, and you touched on there, but when you're looking for a player in beach soccer, what are the things that you're looking for? As you mentioned, it's quite different from association football. What do players in beach soccer really need to have?
Yeah, we divide it in three positions, you know, except the goalkeeper, you know, of course, goalkeeper. I divide it in three positions: defender, wings, and the strikers. And what we look in the players for beach soccer, you know, for the how tall they are, you know, about the fitness skills, also the cognitive part is very important for any players to come to play any sports. You know, the cognitive for me is the most important. Sometimes the player is not very skillful, but they are smart players. You know, we have one player. They will play for the first time here. I brought him. He training only 3 times, but I look, he's more red than another players played long time ago, because they got all informations faster than another players. You know, for me today as a coach, of course, the skill is very important. As I told you before, beach soccer is very, very technical sports. You know, there is special skills to lift the ball, to conduct the ball on the sand. You know, this is very in the double kicks. But today, the most important aspect of the game is cognitive part.
And coach, I'm not sure how much you know about the teams in your pool, Malawi, South Africa, Seychelles. I'm not sure how much you've seen of them, but what do you make of that pool?
Yes, me, I can tell you I'm one of the who study more beach soccer in the world. You know, it's 21 years for this sport. I'm a FIFA instructor since 2006. I train 8 national teams, and I like to see all match. There is one ball rolling on the sand, I'm looking for two, you know. And of course, we study all the teams before draw, because we don't know about who team will be in our group, you know. The most of the teams is the almost the African style, you know. They play 2-2, you know. This is very skillful players, very tall players, you know, the tall players, you know, and the talent for Africa, it's amazing. I'm one of the peoples in the world who love the African style, you know. I told when the African concern more about tactic, you know, nobody holds any African team, you know. And the South Africa, the match what we saw, you know, Seychelles for Malawi, Tanzania, you know, this is very, very, very good players, you know, the talent players, strong players, fitness is strong, and this is our more concern, you know. Mozambique, I know, because I can speak, I started beach soccer in Mozambique as one course. I was, as a FIFA instructor, I started give the course for the coaches, you know. The coach is my friend, is one power. The first participate for World Cup in 2021, Mozambique go to quarterfinal. It's amazing result, you know. And I'm the one who love African teams, and this the South African national teams, it's the greatest style, you know. This is like we are worried about the teams, you know. But we are ready to study, you know, to see the players, even Seychelles, because our first match, Malawi and South Africa, we have opportunity to see these two games before we play.
And of course, I'm sure you're in Durban to take home the trophy, but what else as a coach are you looking to get out of this tournament? Is it, as you say, to give your players more experience, is it more to implement your tactical plan? What are you looking for in Durban?
Yeah, our target here for this, as we don't have training, as we don't have continuous training as a club, as a, you know, this is our target to learn, you know. This is what I speak for our federation, it's they understand what we come here to do it, you know. But our first target as a coach, you know, go to semifinal. This is the most important thing for us. And now, you know, the first step, the first target, if we go to semifinal, for sure, everyone will be happy. And after that, what we come more than semifinal will be amazing, will be great for us. You know, this for me, it's very important to be here. First time ever one non-African team come to invite it, you know. I am very, very happy and proud to be coach for Saudi Arabia, because the federation gave all support for us. And our target, if we come with one medal, will be super for us.
Yeah. And you mentioned, coach, earlier about hoping to qualify for the 2027 Beach Soccer World Cup. Obviously, We have in our CASAFA region the 2025 tournament, which will be held in the Seychelles. Do you think that maybe comes a bit soon for you, or is that a realistic target as well?
No, it's realistic. As I told you, we will start the league the next month. Maybe, we never know, maybe coming four or five good players, you know, for beach soccer players. Because when we start the league, as I told you, the federation gives us full support, you know. And if these players continue as a beach soccer players, we can do some things in the next qualifier. The next qualifier for us will be in February next year. You know, we have time to prepare the team, you know. The Asia qualifier, it's a really very tough tournament. As Africa, of course, Africa is very tough. There is so many teams like Morocco, like Egypt, like Senegal, you know, Nigeria, you know, South Africa now to host the tournament for sure. South Africa will be great, you know. Mozambique, there is a lot of teams in Africa. In Asia, we have Iran, you know, for me, with Brazil, the best team in the world, Iran, Japan, the World Cup in 2021 was the runner-up for World Cup 2021. You know, this is big power. And also Oman, UAE. This team is, of course, more experienced than us. They are in front of us. They are in one level up, you know, these four teams. Another teams is, from my opinion, is the same level. You know, if we are, we can get the first for the second level, you know, and we fight for one match, two match, you know, this is we can dream to go to World Cup 2025, you know. But we depend, of course, how these players come, you know, and also the to start the league to see which level, which kind of players we will get.
And what would you say is the popularity of beach soccer in Saudi Arabia? Obviously, we've seen around the world it seems to be growing. Is that the same in Saudi Arabia? Is it easier to get players in interested in the sport?
Yes, our target, I told federation and also the people, for directors, for players, they call me, are you crazy? But I'm sure we can be the second, the third sports in the country, you know, because this Saudi Arabia is football country, you know, they everything is football, and beach soccer is one kind of football, you know, and there is a lot of cities with the beach, big cities like Jeddah. You know, Neon now is preparing to be the biggest, the famous beach in the world, the famous city in the world. The projects for Neon, it's wonderful, it's an unbelievable project, you know. And every year we have 3 years ago we started Neon tournament. Also, it's a big event. It's a big tournament. The beach soccer is there, you know. And their own beach games and also beach soccer is there. They are promote the city with beach soccer is included the project. And I am very, very expected to be popular there. You know, as I think, we need one good result, you know, because now the work, thanks God, our federation, all peoples love the work, what we are doing there. In the Saudi Arabia, but without results, we cannot think bigger. You know, to give you one big step, we need one good result. You know, and for these results, when these results come, I'm sure this sport will be very popular because people love. You know, we play two tournaments in Saudi Arabia, and two tournaments the people come. The stadium was almost full, you know. This is important to massive the sports in the country, you know. And what I did in Bahrain, what I did in UAE, you know, in Emirates, I'm sure we can do more better in Saudi Arabia.
And then, Coach, I mean, you've touched on it all the way through the interview. If you could just tell us a little bit more about yourself, your journey in the game. How did you yourself get involved in beach football? You said you're a FIFA instructor, but yeah, what is your history with the sport?
Okay. I started with beach soccer in my region, Brazil, you know, Pernambuco. I was a coach for my state. There is a Brazilian championship. I got with 23 years old. I got third place in the Brazilian championship. And the president of Portugal was there. They invited me to be coach for Portugal. Portugal was 7 years lose Brazil in the final, you know. 7 years Brazil won this tournament, like World Cup before FIFA. And I went to Portugal 2003 and we beat Brazil in the final and I started my career in beach soccer, you know. 2004 I back for football because I was coach for football, you know. And 2005 when FIFA come, you know, I was watching the FIFA World Cup and I speak to the people from FIFA. I went back for beach soccer. They invited me to be coach for Russia, you know. I was coach for Russia 2005. I started Russian beach soccer there. After that, Russia three times world champion. And not with me. And 2006, FIFA invited me to start beach soccer in Bahrain, you know. And I went to Bahrain. In the first year, we got Asia championship. You know, this is amazing. We beat Japan in the final. Also, I'm very happy just to break the interview. I'm very happy to be here because I was European champion. I was Asia champion. I was South America champion, Copa America champion, Arabic champion. But I don't have African title, you know. It will be amazing. Now they invite me to be here as an African tournament. If God help us and we have this miracle to be champion, will be amazing because the only ocean need to meet to close all titles in the continent, in the world. I'm very happy to play the first time for myself to play one African tournament. 2006, I was coach for Bahrain. 2008, coach for Azerbaijan. We got third place in Azerbaijan, third place in Europe. With a very small country. 2009, I back to Bahrain to be coach for futsal. I start futsal national team in Bahrain. 2011, end of 2011, after World Cup, Brazil lost for Russia. Russia was champion of the world. They invited me to be coach for Brazil. It was very good for me because it's my country. And I was coach for Brazil for 2 years. But there is a lot of political problems there. I left in 2013. I went to UAE, Emirates, né? United Emirates. And 17, January 2017, I went to Paraguay because the CONMEBOL invited me to make a project to develop the sport in all South America, you know, because South America, only Brazil is very strong and Argentina. And I went to Paraguay and we developed the sports in all South America. I was instructor for CONMEBOL. I make the course. We start the beach soccer project, you know. CONMEBOL is one of the confederation who support more beach soccer in the world. And I stay 4 years and a half in Paraguay. When they got in, I got invitation to be coach for Saudi Arabia. You know, this is my eighth national team. I'm very happy, 2 years there. The project is so big. Federation gives us support too much. And I expect to maybe finish my career in Saudi Arabia.
That's it for another episode of the Kasafa Show. You can catch more of our podcasts on our YouTube channel, Spotify, and iTunes, and also get the latest news via our website at www.kasafa.com, Facebook, X, Instagram, and TikTok.